Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A judge is expected to decide whether to hold former President Donald Trump in contempt for violating a gag order in his criminal hush money trial that's underway in New York City at this hour. Trump is accused of repeatedly violating the order, which prohibits him from attacking witnesses, jurors, and others involved in the case. The former president is facing 34 felony counts for allegedly falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments made ahead of the 2016 election, including to an adult film star. Protests against the war in Gaza have intensified on college campuses across the country. Students have been arrested at Yale, Columbia, and NYU. NPR's Jasmine Guards reports students at UC Berkeley and the University of Michigan have set up Gaza solidarity encampments.
The students say they want universities to disclose and end investments in weapons technology and Israel. One organizer, Soida, requested her last name be withheld due to fear of retaliation.
This is our tuition dollars that are going to the death and displacement through both fast and slow violence in Gaza through the genocide right now and the slower displacement throughout occupied Palestine.
As graduation approaches, students say they are committed to continuing the protests. At a congressional hearing last week, Columbia President Manoush Shafiq condemned anti-Semitism. The organization Jewish Voices for Peace says at Columbia, more than a dozen of the students suspended for protesting are Jewish themselves. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
The Senate is on track to pass a $95 billion foreign aid package this week. The legislation contains assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports the expected vote comes 6 months after President Biden first requested the additional aid.
Over the weekend, the House passed a $95 billion supplemental spending measure providing aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The package includes a measure that would authorize the seizure of billions in frozen Russian assets and would force the divesting of TikTok from its Chinese parent company or face a ban in the U.S. The measures passed with bipartisan support. It now goes to the Senate, replacing an earlier package in the chamber that passed several months ago. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The city of Baltimore is taking legal action against the company that owns the cargo ship which crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. A court filing accuses the owner of the ship of negligence, claiming the vessel was not fit to travel. This is NPR News in Washington. Big manufacturers are reporting earnings this week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on how some of America's best-known brands are faring.
Stock in General Motors is up after the automaker reported better-than-expected profits for the most recent quarter. GM's getting a boost from strong sales of its high-priced pickup trucks. Pepsi beat sales forecasts for the most recent quarter thanks to strong demand in Asia and Europe. Pepsi's North American sales suffered from a recall in its Quaker Oats division. Pepsi continues to raise prices around the world, though not as rapidly as it did last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Same-sex weddings and LGBTQ clergy are on the agenda as the United Methodist Church opens its general conference today in Charlotte, North Carolina. NPR's Jason DeRose reports.
The United Methodist Book of Discipline, the church's rule book, says, quote, "The practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching." It also prohibits clergy from performing same-sex weddings and says the church does not ordain LGBTQ clergy. The General Conference, which includes United Methodists from around the world, could do a variety of things with that language. It could leave it as is. It could remove it, or it could remove the more negative language and add affirming language. One middle path option is for regional geographic conferences to decide for themselves and not have a unified policy across the whole church, which is the second largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 204 points. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.